ruines. They built a fire and used a little stick for cooking. Cooking fish and the fold the meat and cook them in campfire. They mostly eat black and white fish. Cook them by the fire. And the fish eat any kind of fish, cooked broth and soup. And if you cook cranberries, you add part of fish to eat in. Use a fish stomach in. Cook the cranberries first and add the berries. Should be easy to bust. Use the broth and arm. Add liver to it, mature liver. Tastes really good. Long time ago, a fish's stomach they dried the stomach, fish stomach first, and that was before the white crab came. And eat them dried. And that stuff along the bone from the shellfish, they twist it around a stick and cook it in the campfire. And we dig a hole in the ground and put the shellfish heads in it to make them stink, and we eat them raw. Tastes real good. They punch down the clay mud and add feathers from the ptarmigan, and after you punch it down, you can shape it in every way to make your pot. Right, you found the food. I did not try to make a pot. of clay for me. We did not talk about the way we serve at home long time ago. A server for the family and Lawson. These beavers at springtime, we take the legs and arms and the belly rope. We hung them on the racks to dry up. And after it dried up, we put it in freezer and keep it there. And whenever you want beaver meat to eat, you can cook it. And the fish, white fish, half dried, we eat those before the fish come up the river, and the salmon. We dried them half dried and cooked them. And the shellfish, we cut them up thin. In springtime, we can keep them for a long time because our weather up at Copan River is too hot to keep the shellfish on the rack. Salmon are late. Many children. I have an old woman grandmother, and I heard him long time ago. Those people they have big log cabin, and the whole family in there. When they take in a dried salmon, one dried salmon, they give the biggest part to the largest family. And they cut it up in little pieces, and I don't know how long they keep that salmon for their food. There is no other food besides that salmon. They try to give the men the good part from the food, and they should be the first one to get the biggest meat. Cleverly, long time ago, I don't know how many people are living in a town. They try to chase the rabbits along the sandbar.
This one time ago, a family was staying in a village, and they went out looking for food, so they started hunting for rabbits. One time, that's the time when they were hunting from each different family, and they give this one man a small rabbit. Must have been a baby rabbit or something, because it was small. And that man said when he went home, when he found out it was a baby rabbit, he said that he should eat it over there. And this other family, they didn't have nothing to eat, so they start searching for ptarmigan. When they caught a ptarmigan, when they come home, when the men come home, the ladies, their wives start cooking them. And the biggest part, they give them the biggest part. Chest part and the ptarmigan. She tried to feed her husband so that way her husband will have more strength. And later on, she started finding out that her lady, the lady's husband, started getting skinny and weak. And when she find out her husband started getting skinny, she started placing of that breast, she started feeding it with the stomach, and he started improving. And the other thing is, I want to tell you about the food. Because in later years, the people will start starving for food. And this family, long time ago, they started going to Ward Barrow, someplace.
They're part of whom a woman kept a good part of the caribou meat and take it when they went out to hunt. She carried that belly part of caribou and wrapped it with caribou skin. While they were out hunting, they ran out of food, meat. When she took the piece of caribou in the house, she took out all the wrappings from them. Then
dry butter the stomach part. We didn't know it was on us, so we get left quite a few of the story behind. So we skip Carolee's story, one of the story on how to serve and food. Yeah, this is Jenny Jackson. She said Claire already talked about it, but she's going to talk about it a little. In the fall time, when there was a woman that had a family and had one child, and that child had a child that was wearing diapers. One time they used to have diapers with moss, dry moss, and those are what they use for diapers. So one time this woman hid food in the moss. When they went out hunting up north, there was two couple families, and on their way back they could not find food or animals to shoot. So they started walking home while they had little strength. And his wife used to put away the belly. What she put away is the belly part of a caribou with fat in it, half dried. That kind, what they use moss for diapers. And she had wrapped them in that kind of moss. These two couple get the moss, get that belly part, and they came home to the river. If it wasn't for that woman that put that belly meat away, they would have starved to death. And then another story, what Bucking Tabits used to talk about. When these men went out hunting in the fall time, they gave it to their mama so that she will handle the meat and the stuff that he get. She would take care of all the meat. And there was a woman that put food away so that they wouldn't eat it all winter, but get it in the springtime when it's hard, if there's food hard to eat. So they started snaring rabbits. There was a woman and her daughter at Aksik called Angoyak, and another Mama and their daddy were in another place too. Mama and son. These people snare rabbit. One of them had a little boy, and the boy used to. And this woman that had a son was starving and was losing weight. That was at Angoyak. And those two boys were buddies. They always visit each other. And this other woman with her son at the end of the hill at Aksik. That Angoyak me boy. That boy up at the upper camp used to say, "I wish I had a good mama like you," because that other boy always brought lunch with him when they snare rabbit. And that little other boy told him to. So he started sucking those ptarmigan droppings when they go snaring. Finally that boy was getting weak. And that other boy would come home when he was weak, when it's time to go. And one time that boy, when his buddy was about to come around that way, he would give little lunch to the boy. And later on they found out that other mother and the boy were both starved because they couldn't handle the fish or the food they have. But that other mama and her son at the other end of the camp survived because she could handle the food. And this is Nora Norton. This is Nora Norton. Those people that live at Kobuk, when a dog is getting old, those people that own the dog hardly ever give food to the old dogs. These were people that lived up there. When they lived, they didn't have everything they have. They didn't have no white food, only native food. There was a woman, the mother used to cook salmon eggs, and she cooked the salmon eggs in the winter time. They would eat that cooked suvak and dish it out to everybody around, and they would give their daddy. Their daddy would give suvak and the broth too. One time their grandpa said, "All winter, first time I eat suvak," he said, "first time I eat suvak," when they had all winter, that grandpa of theirs just gave him broth and not give him the suvaks. And that old man finally said, "First time they give me suvak." And then they started feeding. They mistreated him and gave him only the broth, just like that old dog. Another story about two couples living side by side. They were snaring and made their living. They were fine looking for rabbits, snaring rabbits, but they couldn't find any. One of the women was checking snares and she caught a ptarmigan. When she caught a ptarmigan, she plucked the feathers and brought it home to one time she caught it. Whenever she caught a ptarmigan, she would hang the ptarmigan guts, take that sumagnik part, bitter part, and hang them up to dry. Every time she would get a rabbit. One time she was living, staying home. She was drying. One time when her husband was really hungry, she finally get a piece of her husband had a piece of bite from those guts. And she was out snaring rabbit, and she asked him, "What happened to those intestines, dried ones? Where is the rest of those dried intestines, what I put away?" And he told her that, "I was so hungry, I wanted to eat some too, I had some. And that woman was mad at her husband when she started eating. And then those people lived that way. They didn't live that way today. Now is how they did in those days. That woman was so mad at her husband because she ate the meat with that intestine. She used to hang them outdoors to dry. And her husband had a piece from it, and she was real mad at him, and she beat him up for that, for doing that." Jenny Jackson, who used to eat first, or that's a question. We old people are raised to people that serve. This was in Kharki, that women always go bring food to the Kharki, go feed their Kharki, men in their in the Kharki. Those people many years ago always lived only from servings, and then later on they started eating together in one plate. Maybe when they eat together they have one seal oil dip, one place. Before that though, they eat by from serving everyone. My mama used to be the one that served. Those old people that I know, she named them, but three old women. These mamas were the ones that serve, and we were the ones. We as children never get anything from what they are going to serve or what they have in store. We only have people serve us some food. I was born after they started using flour. I was born in 1893. I was born after they had sugar and flour and they had pilot bread already. But there was an old man that in 98, in the year of 98, this white man brought white food. But they started making khayushak, flour, starch. They cook with water and seal oil or caribou fat. And that's how they give.